Welcome to another episode of the Brand Janu Show. As you know, I am Brand Janu, and like always on all podcast platforms everywhere, Brand Janu Show. Social media platforms, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, Facebook, Brand Janu Show. And of course, YouTube channel, Brand Janu Show. I hope you guys enjoy the new episode that's out right now. I Believe Sports. This is literally the third goddamn deep dive I'm doing with this bullshit. Third deep dive. Because this goddamn rap beef continues to go. What the fuck is going on? Like, oh, good God. All right. Well, it's not just the Avengers of rap versus, Drake Thanos. It's actually fucking... got these niggas out here got Drake looking like fucking Thanos. This shit is ridiculous, bro. There's other beefs that's going on around this situation. One beef I think is the funniest shit on the planet is Taylor Swift and Kim Kardashian. That is the funniest shit I've ever seen. People don't remember that Taylor Swift and Kim. Like, Kim Kardashian, Taylor Swift just dropped a new album. It's going to sell 2 mil. Congratulations to Taylor Swift. That's, I mean, the marketing team that she has is... Chef kiss. That shit is amazing. But Taylor and Kim, Taylor has a song on her project. I think she called it Thank You Amy or something. Anime or some shit. And she disses Kim on it. Pretty much. That's what people are saying. She disses Kim Kardashian on it. Here's the thing. The reason why I wanted to talk about this is because people forget that, like, around the time where Taylor Swift and Kanye started beefing again in, like, 2016, Kim is the one that leaked the footage of Kanye in the studio listening, talking to Taylor Swift about the famous line that he wanted to put in the song. And then, you know, of course, you know, Taylor Swift was like, you know, that's a cool song, but, you know, I think you should probably not say that part of that song. And Kim kind of leaked the footage of her kind of like being like, I like this song. I think it's a good song. I think that would be cool to do. But, yeah. So Taylor's kind of been on Kim's ass since then. I mean, people forget, like, yo, Taylor, like, got a lot of bad press around that time. Like, her image got completely and utterly destroyed around that time. A lot of people started calling her a snake, a liar, just really going at her, like, crazy. And it was all because of Kim. A lot of people say it was because of Kanye, but it was really because of Kim. Kim really leaked that footage, and I think even Taylor Swift was trying to sue her or could have sued her. Because she leaked the audio without consent from Taylor. So, like, yo, like, that shit was a crazy time period. And Taylor literally, like, vanished. Like, she went away, left for a minute in that time period. And it was just like, damn, like, that was a crazy time period. So I totally understand why Taylor Swift will always have an issue with Kim Kardashian. That will never not be a problem. Like, I think that, you know, Taylor Swift is always going to feel like, I got to get my get back for that bullshit. Like, that's the equivalent of to what the hip-hop world is going through right now. That's the white equivalent. Like, every time I see you, it's going to be a problem. Like, it's one of them. Like, it's like, but I think it's kind of crazy because Kim don't make music, bro. Kim don't make music. The Kardashians' name is kind of now gone by the wayside over the last couple years. It's not as big as it used to be. I mean, Kim's name is always going to reign supreme because it's Kim, but nobody really talks about the Kardashians like they used to talk about the Kardashians. So I don't really see why Taylor... I totally understand, like I said. I totally get why Taylor's doing what she's doing, but Kim can't really respond to Taylor Swift. Like, this is not musical shit. You can't respond to Taylor. Like, you just can't. In the senses of, like, what the fuck does she do? Post some fucking meme or some shit? Like, she can't really say anything. So, Yeah, that shit kind of is weird. I don't understand what I get why Taylor's doing it and I understand it, but it's like, what are you really going to get out of it? What are you going to get out of it? You can't really get anything out of it. So, yeah, yeah, it's a little weird that you're still trying to go at this woman. But I get it. I totally understand it. But I don't see the payoff. What's the payoff? What are you going to gain out of it? Is what I'm trying to say with the Taylor Swift situation, because you can't really embarrass her more than all of her TV shows have been for her. Like she's already said every embarrassing thing she can think under the sun. What the fuck can you really say? It's just, yeah, I don't understand that. Now, Beef, I totally understand, and I just wish, just don't turn violent, and that's it. And that is Chris Brown and Quavo, man. I'm all for sparring. I'm all for the gimmick. I'm all for the energy being given in this beef. But Chris Brown want the like fuck smoke. Fuck the rap shit. He wanna fuck Quavo up. Like he wanna beat that nigga ass. Like that is not even a joke. That nigga really want pro like nigga really wanna. Like fight this nigga. Like it's a different type of energy, bro. Yeah, the Chris Quavo shit. Chris said something on his new project about Quavo. Like he like the girls that he talked to don't really like Quavo. They only drink this, or they talk about this, and then something about Migos, and they only like Casamigos. They don't really listen to the Migos. They like Casamigos, or they drink Casamigos, some shit like that. And Quavo went down to his studio and dropped a diss record on Chris Brown. That's cool. Do your thing. But then Chris got disrespectful. That was downright disrespectful, bro. Like that shit was. If we gonna talk about the most disrespectful fucking diss record of all time, Chris might have the greatest diss record I've probably ever heard. I've heard no Vaseline, hit 'em up, the energy of that record, that fucking Weakest Link record by Chris Brown is fucking. Yo, that shit fighting words, my that nigga Chris. Chris created an energy that is unreal, man. Like, god damn, like, bro, that people like, damn, nigga, like, people like, I didn't know that nigga had that, like, the issues with this man. Yes, is it over a girl? Yes, it is. It's over a relationship. Of course it is. But then them niggas also fought in like 2017. Like, people forget, like, they fought at the BET Awards. Like they were trying to fight each other at the BET Awards. Like, shit like that happens, like, but like, it feels like this has been a thing that's been brewing for a minute, and it finally hit its climax this weekend, over this weekend, and it really started. People say it's because of, like, the just recently. It is recent, but it kind of a couple like a month or two ago, when it was at like a fashion show. And Chris and Quavo was seen sitting together, and somebody posted and said, "I didn't know y'all was cool." Again, I think they said, "I didn't know y'all was cool again." And Chris said, "Fuck no, I don't like that nigga." Chris was like, "Maybe sugarcoat it." He's like, "Nah, I don't like that nigga. Like they just sat me here with this nigga. I don't really fuck with this dude." And it started from there. Like he was just like, "Yo, like I still don't like this dude. Like I don't really fuck with this dude." And it went from there. And it went from there. The craziest thing is about that situation is that the Weakest Link record is one of the hardest diss records I've heard. Like I've heard some diss records in my life. That bitch is hard. That shit. Chris could have really, if Chris really wanted to be a rapper and he was supposed to be one, but he decided to be a singer. If Chris really wanted to be a rapper. He would have easily been one of the best rappers to ever done it. Cause that nigga didn't. It didn't seem like he was stumbling on words or That nigga was. It was like, what the fuck? He made every fucking line apparent. Like, nigga, I am saying this to you and I want you to feel every fucking word. Yo, bro, that nigga had a beginning, a middle, and an end. That nigga had a beginning, middle, and an end to that diss. And it was just like, ooh, shit. Like, ooh, shit. The sweetie line, oh my God. My favorite line of the whole record. I know people got some, but my favorite line of the whole record is this nigga said, "You a bitch and your music trash." Yo, that shit made me laugh every time I hear it. Because the way he said it was a joke in an honest. Like, it was like, it was a joke, but it was also aggressive as a motherfucker. He was like, "Yo, like, you a bitch and your music trash." Like, that shit is disrespectful, my nigga. Like, God damn, nigga. Nigga said you a bitch and your music trash. God damn. That's one thing. And then when he when and then when he and then he closed it out with the Drake, the famous Drake line. You getting bodied by a singer, nigga. Like, yo, this shit is crazy, bro. Like, and I was gonna do this episode yesterday. I was supposed to do this episode yesterday, and then and then Quavo dropped his diss record, and I gave it a day, and I was like, "Well, I'm not gonna do this episode today. I'm gonna wait because I want to listen to this Quavo song a little bit more." And yeah, it sucked. Not the song, but the diss. It sucked. It wasn't good. It wasn't good. Like, if he was just trying to make it a regular old single, the bitch is fire. That takeoff, hook, fire. That beat is fire. He fucked the song up. That's the only problem with the song. He fucked the song up. Like, that is, yo, he made the song bad. Like, that is the craziest shit to say. Like, the song is good if he's not on it. Like, it's a fire fucking song. If he's not on it, and it just, oh my God, it would have been great if he's just not on it. Trying to talk tough, it's just like, bro, you're not, like Chris said, bro, you're not that. Like, this season, this beef season, this problematic situation that's been going on in hip hop this whole around this time period, we're seeing the difference between niggas that only make music and niggas that can actually do both, that can diss you and make a hit. Quavo made a real good record if he just doesn't fucking diss Chris Brown. It was a fire song. That bitch is a certified banger if he's not on there trying to talk tough. It just as a diss record, it sucks. It's bad because he's not a lyrical rapper. He's not words. He's not that. He can't go rogue. Like, he didn't try. He tried. You lost to Frank Ocean, and it was like, yeah, I want it. Yeah, like, all that shit. But you hear what Chris said, you like, you should have kept this shit to yourself. Like, you probably should have kept this shit to yourself. Like, it just, Quavo went low. Chris Brown went straight to hell. I saw that on social media, and it's true. That nigga Chris went straight to hell. He's like, "Fuck that low shit. I'm going all the way to the fucking depths of the earth to destroy you." This shit was bland. That shit was bad, bro. I truly believe Quavo should never say nothing. I don't think you would have won regardless. You wasn't gonna win. Quavo, because it was nothing I thought Quavo was gonna say that was gonna lyrically beat Chris. Chris could actually rap. Like, that's not surprising that Chris can rap. If you ever heard Chris rap, the nigga can rap. Like, the AO record when he did with Tyga, like, that nigga rapping on it. That nigga not singing. That nigga sung the hook and then he started rapping. Like, that nigga could rap his ass off, bro. Like, Chris, that nigga for real. Like, bro, no. Like, Quavo's not a rapper. That nigga's not a lyrical fucking rapper. Like, that's just not who he is. He's a hit maker. He can make some songs. He's a beast at the song making. But even now, it's kind of like, how good are you at that? Because the only reason why that song is hot is because of Takeoff. It is. It's like, bro, like, I wish it wasn't that. I really, 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 really do. I wish it wasn't that. But Takeoff made that song, bro. And Chris was right. Takeoff was better. Like, Takeoff was the better Migos. Takeoff could rap better than them. Offset is good. Offset could rap. Offset got some bars, but Takeoff was better than them. And it just makes it apparent. Yeah, that just shit, that was bad. That was a bad. Oh, it was a bad. It was a bad diss. It was a bad. Oh, it was bad. It was bad. Yeah, he should have kept that shit. He should have kept it. He should never dropped it. I'm sorry. He should never dropped it. This is one of those that I think universally everybody's like. I seen some people today try to defend it and was like, nah, that shit actually a banger. The song is fire. Let me restate that. The song is definitely fire. If Quavo's not on the fucking song trying to diss a nigga, that's just it. Drake. I am a fan of Drake. I've been publicly said this. J. Cole is my favorite rapper. Drake is my favorite rap artist. I don't really. I don't look at Kendrick like everybody looks at Kendrick. Kendrick is dope. I fuck with Kendrick. I do. But Drake, I started listening to Drake before I listened to Kendrick, and then J. Cole came right after Drake. So I have more of a respect towards them two because I grew up with their music. I didn't start listening to Kendrick until to Buried Alive or Take Care. Like, I didn't start listening to Kendrick till then. And then when he dropped, Swimming Pools, and then he dropped, no, not Swimming Pools. He dropped the song with him and Dr. Dre. And then he dropped Swimming Pools, and then he dropped Good Kid, Mad City. So I wasn't a super huge Kendrick fan like that. I fuck with his music. I think his music is dope. I think what he does for the culture is awesome. I think he's one of the greatest to ever do it. I do believe that. But to sit up there and say Drake isn't also and J. Cole ain't, you fucking delusional. Like, Kendrick is dope. And I have been on record and said that no matter what Drake does, he's gonna lose this battle. Because, like I've said in previous episodes of this situation, Drake is gonna lose off of perception. It's not because he can't lyrically go there with Kendrick. He's gonna lose off of perception. The perception is that Drake can't beat Kendrick. That's just the perception. People are never going to allow themselves to think Kendrick that Drake can out-rap Kendrick. To the point to today where every fucking person is like, it's been a month. It's been a month. Like that. It's still the hardest. It's like, oh my God, bro, why is this happening? Kendrick is not winning this battle because of one fucking verse. He did one verse. It's not like he took the entire Like That song. Y'all are acting, and this is the thing about fans. This is the tribalistic fucking nature that we all live in. That we have right now in this world that we live in. Kendrick, Kendrick did this verse. It went crazy. Congratulations. You go out your way, and you say, "Fuck sneak dissing." I want that smoke. And then you proceed to still sneak this. We all know first person shooter mode. You're talking about J. Cole and Drake. Cool. But put a name on it. Like, put a name on it, my nigga. Like, if you're gonna say that shit, then put a name on it. This is the thing that people don't like about this shit, this music shit, right? Like, not gonna say like I just did on X to one of the things I saw on Twitter today. I'm like, bro, Kendrick's Like That verse is fire. I like that song is fire. But we acting like it was just Kendrick. Like he wasn't featured. Like it's not a verse. It's one fucking verse. It does not take away from anything else. He has one verse, like he did a decade ago with Control. One verse. Kendrick is a dope rapper. And I'm not with the time shit. I grew up in an era where Jay-Z dropped the Blueprint. Takeover came out in September. Nas didn't drop Ether until what, like the next couple months after that? Like, I grew up with that. Like, I'm good on that shit. I don't need Kendrick to drop in 24 fucking hours after Drake drops. Like, that's crazy. That's ridiculous. I can wait on a Kendrick diss if he's going to come with something that's going to change perception. I'm cool with that. This dumbass world we live in, though, is like, he gotta say something now. Why? This is my problem with this situation. The thing that people love about Kendrick, what is the always to talk about Kendrick and Drake? Drake is always about quantity. He ain't about quality. That's why I fuck with Kendrick. Kendrick's album's always better and great. The thing that's hurting Kendrick is that he's choosing not to say something. It's not that he can't say something. He's choosing not to say something. That's the fucking problem. You're choosing not to say. I don't give a fuck what people say. You could sit up here and debate this shit to the day you die. Kendrick is hearing this shit. Kendrick is hearing every fucking thing Drake is doing. He's seeing it. You cannot tell me this motherfucker is not knowing every move Drake is making right now. That is bullshit. He knows this. Choosing not to say anything is worse than not saying anything. He's choosing not to say anything because he wants to center it around his album. Now, if this is true that he's about to drop his album in the next couple weeks, you're literally trying to diss this nigga and then go into the album. And that's literally what you're trying to do. With that being said, is this not a marketing ploy? Is this not a fucking marketing ploy? Because if that is the case, you shot a shot at them niggas on like that. I truly believe, and this is just a fan in me, a decade ago he did that shit. He had people come at him, but never J. Cole and Drake and all these other. Like, he had certain people go at him, but he never really had Drake and J. Cole. Drake do a couple shots on him and nothing, on a Nothing Was the Same album and all that shit. But they never went at him. J. Cole went at him. He walked it back. Cool. But Drake is going at him. And he ain't walking it back. The perception has been, you don't want. Literally, when this shit started, I remember verbatim people saying on fucking podcasts, ooh, shit, Drake need to sit this shit out, man. Let this be between Kendrick and Cole. Because Drake ain't got it. Drake can't go with the pen. He can't do it. And Drake has now bullied the fuck out of Kendrick the last couple weeks. I do believe Kendrick is going to respond. I think Kendrick's going to come with something crazy. I do believe that. I will be stupid if I did not say that Kendrick is going to do something that's very disrespectful. I'm not a fan of hip hop, that I'm just a fan of a person. I'm a fan of hip hop. Now, do I like J. Cole and Drake better? Yeah, but I'm not stupid. I'm a fan of hip hop. Kendrick is gonna go with something crazy, but this is the same thing I said last time I did this. Kendrick has never been battle tested. Drake has. Drake has been in multiple beefs with multiple people, which brings me to Kanye. Kanye West jumps on a Like That remix. This is my problem with the Ye shit. I don't like Kanye for nothing. I don't like him. He's never really been one of my favorite artists. He never was one of my favorite rappers. I like his music, but I only really got on the Kanye's albums and shit when he dropped the Graduation. And that's only because I really wasn't fucking with 50. Kanye jumping out there to try to jump on this now, this train of the hate shit of Drake, just made everybody look even more weak. It did. The whole situation, which I already don't like, because if you all got a problem with this man, y'all should have handled that shit individually instead of jumping on him like some fucking high school girls and fucking told that nigga what was the problem. Instead, you niggas hid behind the problems that you niggas was trying to create. Like, I don't give a fuck what the problems is. So Drake on your masses, whatever. Handle that shit like men. The shit y'all doing is so girl bitch shit. It's high school girl shit, bruh. Y'all are grown ass fucking men. Most of you niggas damn near in your 40s. And y'all are beefing with a nigga. One nigga is beefing with this nigga because he decided to go work with another nigga from Atlanta that's actually hotter than him at this time in his career. The other nigga mad at him because he probably did really talk to one of his girls. Another nigga mad at him because he can never surpass him when it comes to music. And that's The Weeknd. You're never gonna surpass Drake. You can drop every fucking thing under the sun. You can get nominated for every award under the sun. But when it comes to Toronto, when it comes to Toronto music and the music scene and the industry, you're never going to surpass Drake. He put you on, bro. And you fucking hate the fact that it's him that did that. I don't know why, but to each his own. Do you think? ASAP Rocky, I have no reason for why you're even in the beef. I truly don't know why. Oh, because he keeps talking about Rihanna. I guess that's your only quarrel in this situation, which is understandable. You're defending your wife. I respect that. I respect the man that's defending his wife. Totally understand that. And the mother of his kids. Totally understand that. The problem with you, though, is that you sitting there with this idea that, like, you matter in this situation. Outside of defending your wife and the mother of your kids, you really have no real reason to not like Drake outside of that reason. And that's a massive reason. I definitely will say that's a massive fucking reason. But you also look stupid because Drake is literally giving you every opportunity to get to where you have become, to get to where you're at when it comes to music. Rick Ross, you my nigga. I follow Ross. I have no reason. I truly do not know why Rick Ross is even in this battle. There's nothing Ross is. You want to say it's because of French, I guess. But nigga, you didn't go this hard for Meek Mill, and that nigga was signed to you. The fuck are you talking about? Like, I don't get it. The Kanye shit is very simple, man. Kanye, you talking crazy. You going on podcasts and talking about how you don't like niggas and how you never listen to J. Cole and whatever. And then I can't remember one Drake line. You play J. Cole and get the pussy dry and all that shit. Why the fuck was all this smoke in 2016? Why the fuck was all this smoke in 2018? Fuck that. What was that in 2021? Where was all of this energy? Kanye's one of these niggas that want to be on the winning side. He don't give a fuck who is winning. If Drake was dominating niggas like he really is right now, and him and Drake were on a good terms, he'd be on Drake's side. So now that you don't fuck with Drake, it's let me jump on these niggas' side because they look like they might get rid of him. The thing about that is Drake is whooping the ass. And you jump in, and this is the dumbest shit. You jump in the song on the song on Like That remix, and the first thing you say is, Kendrick, I got you. Kendrick don't need your fucking help. Kendrick is a grown ass man. Kendrick been wanting this shit for a long fucking time. I'm pretty sure Kendrick can handle his own fucking battle. I don't think he needs your fucking help, Kanye. The fuck are you talking about, yay? That shit sounded so stupid. The gang up mentality, I just don't understand it. Kanye jumping in and literally going on a podcast and saying the elimination of Drake re-energized us. Nigga, what the fuck are you talking about? It just, oh my God. Kanye is just a person that talks, and his fans that love him, y'all love that man. I will never, ever understand why you cannot see. Let me take that back. I understand why you can't see it. I actually do understand why you cannot see he's a walking contradiction. I actually understand it because whatever you do love about him, you feel like he's still there. Like he still has some of that still in him. But he's more conflicted and more against his own ideology sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Like he'll say something, and then 2 years later he'll go back on it. Fuck 2 years. He'll do that shit in 2 months. And you just be sitting there like, what the fuck is he talking about? Kanye says one good thing, he has one good point, and the rest of that shit is just scuttered in like in bullshit and non-facts and misinformation and just untruths. Because he had that one good point, y'all just negate everything else he says. I don't know why Kanye does not want to talk reckless like. And I get why. J. Cole is completely and utterly just, he bowed the fuck out pretty much. He said, I don't want to be a part of this. I'm out. And Drake is fucking clearly preoccupied with the entire fucking rap game. So now you want to jump in and talk shit. It's like, bruh, what the fuck was this energy 8 years ago? What the fuck was this energy that was, what, 2016? What the fuck was that in 2018? What the fuck was that energy in 2021? You purposely put Pusha T in front of Drake because you didn't want to battle Drake. You fed Pusha T all that information about Drake because you didn't want to go up against this nigga. And now you think because you about to win? Oh yeah, the elimination of Drake is so important. I guess. I guess. Drake dropped another diss record over the weekend. This is also getting a lot of people talking. Called Taylor Made Freestyle. Now, Taylor Made Freestyle features AI Pac, AI Snoop. What do I think of the record, right? I think it's a dope record. I do. I like the beat. Feels like a Dr. Dre beat, which is another one of Kendrick's idols. Dr. Dre literally got Kendrick Lamar from Compton and got him signed to TDE. So, yeah, you know, that's another, which is another thing people not understand. Like, if that, he kind of like used a, like a Dr. Dre kind of beat, which is another chink in the armor. It's like, not only did I use your two idols, I use your third idol, Dr. Dre, the man that comes from your city. The man that literally said, hey man, I can't do the Super Bowl halftime show without Kendrick Lamar. That man, I took his beat and dissed you on it. The AI Pac and the AI Snoop, and people have been trying to say this is whack. Rolling Stone today came out and was like, oh, this shit is trash and he should have never did it. It was the worst decision in hip hop history and all this other shit. Would I have done it? No, I wouldn't have. Not because it's not creative, because it's very fucking creative. It's very fucking creative. Because of the bullshit backlash that I'm getting. That's pretty much why I wouldn't have done it, because I know people would immediately get mad at it. Not because I give a fuck about what people say, but because people will not understand the genius behind it. When somebody that you like and is a tribalistic world, they're going to do everything in their power to push the agenda and the objective of this was stupid. This wasn't good. This was terrible. It was a bad marketing play. I wouldn't have done it, but at the same time, it's fucking genius to do it. If you, here's the thing. I need people to stop acting like this, some this dumbass situation with AI. Let me explain this to people. AI is only gonna hurt the music industry when you start signing motherfuckers that can't sing, rap, or none of that shit. That's when AI is gonna fuck up the music industry. If a rapper or an artist can use it to their benefit, like Drake just did, if you know how to use it, why would that not be successful? Why would that not intrigue you? Think of all the artists that have lost their voice over the last couple of years and years and years that probably really wanted to go on tour and do certain shit. I grew up in an era where Milli Vanilli won a Grammy and they never sang their songs. Fuck that. I grew up when Ashley Simpson was on SNL and she was lip singing the entire time on the fucking. Bro, like, stop acting like this is some new shit that is happening nowadays. Like, I get it. If you don't want to count it because Drake used AI, whatever. But the fucking idea was clever as a motherfucker. And it was genius. And I see people saying it's genius because Drake took his flaws away. He pretty much tried to pretty much shoot a shot in Kendrick Lamar's, diss record, if he ever comes with one. But he's also genius on the other side too, because if Kendrick did think about doing an AI track, and let's say he used an artificial AI Lil Wayne or AI Nicki Minaj or AI Birdman or AI Jay-Z or even an AI Kendrick Kanye, he just took that away from him. So now, if you do it, you should go at him the same way you just went at me, because you just said this shit was whack, this shit is bad, this shit is trash. Okay. Well, if he comes back with something like that, and them niggas are going at me, speaking from a perspective of what they would say to me, I just took that out of his hands. I just took that out of his hands. You don't think Drake is, Kendrick, don't think at some point like that? Like, they wouldn't be mad if I kind of do use an AI, Lil Wayne, Birdman, Jay-Z to say them niggas are disappointed in him, and that how dare he try to go at the king of hip hop, the you know what I'm saying, the West Coast savior. What if Kendrick would have did that first? And he had Wayne and Birdman, or Wayne and Nicki, or Wayne and Jay-Z, or Wayne and Kanye. What if he would have did that first? What if he does it now? He takes it away from him. People talk about, oh, it's a clever play because Drake kind of talked about all of his flaws. But he also took that play out of Kendrick's hands too. Because now, what if Kendrick does decide to do some shit like that? What if he did decide to do some shit like that? What if his next track was gonna probably be something like that? Wayne and Nicki telling him how disappointed they are in him or some shit. Or his mom. He could have found a voice, something of his mom. Like, and he could have posted, put that, his mom and his dad, and put that on there. Like, what if he would have did that? Drake took that away from him. The perspective is changing, bro. And this is the thing that I thought could probably never happen. It's actually changing. And I get it. Do you not, if y'all don't like the record, great. I actually like the record. I think it's fire as a motherfucker. It's never going to hit musical platforms because I don't think Pac's family is going to let that happen. Also, Pac's brother came out and was like, I wish he would have never did that. This is one-on-one. He should have never used Pac. But here's the problem with that. I think he heard the record. I don't know why. I don't think he knows what the fuck is really going on. I think he heard the record and he heard his brother on it, and he was like, "Nah, I wouldn't have done that. You know, this should be a one-on-one battle. Why are you inserting other people into your battle?" But yet, I don't think he's heard what's really going on. I think he heard the record and was like, probably asked about it and was like, "Nah, he should have done that." Pac's family have every right to feel some type of way about that shit. I'm not gonna sit up here and act like they shouldn't. No, they should definitely have some right. I mean, they lost Pac at a very young age to some bullshit. So they should definitely have a reason for why they don't want to see somebody using Pac just to belittle someone. That's crazy. But the TaylorMade record is dope. You know, I feel like would I have used the AI shit? Probably not. But it's pretty fucking brilliant. Because like I said, Drake kind of shot down his, he's pretty much put all his flaws on the out there and said what he needed to say. But on top of that, he kind of also took that play out of Kendrick's playbook, where it's like, y'all just said this is the worst move in history and it suck and it's terrible and it shouldn't be this. You shouldn't be using AI. And okay, if Kendrick does that now, you should have that same sentiment, right? Right? Y'all should definitely have that same ideology, right? Y'all should be saying that same shit, right? This is how, if he did do some shit like that, I'm not saying he will, but if he does do some shit like that, I do not want one single person to get on social media the next fucking day and say, that is the greatest thing. Don't do that. Don't fucking do that. Because the ones that are killing this move better not turn around and be like, ah, that right there will show me right then and there, you niggas don't know shit about what y'all talking about. You just like the person. You do not like what the fuck is really going on. By the way, I don't think I did it. I don't think I did it. I did it after. Yeah. So I didn't get a chance to really talk about the other diss record put Drake drop, which was Push Ups. The disrespect to Metro Boomin is top tier incredible. Like that shit, this nigga disrespected the fuck out of Metro Boomin, which is kind of why I felt like Metro had no leg to stand on in this situation. Metro, you have no reason to be mad at a nigga. That is an artist. That is actually a fucking artist. You have no leg to stand on, sir. I don't know why the fuck you even started this up. And by the way, I don't know why Future's getting a fucking pass in this situation. I have no clue. Future is just as fucked up for doing this shit, just as Metro. He didn't get as bad as a diss like Metro did. Metro got completely fucked over. Drake sunned that nigga. He said, "Bitch, get your ass in the lab and sit your ass in there and shut the fuck up while I handle my business." He literally bitched that nigga with the shit he actually does. That's disrespectful. That was wrong. He shouldn't have done it. But Future is just as should get the same type of level of diss that Drake did to Metro. He should definitely go at Future. Like, super hard. And maybe after he does this shit with Kendrick, he probably will. But he definitely need to go at Future ass. Because Future is just as guilty as Metro Boomin. Future did this shit because he felt some type of way. I don't give a fuck if it was because of a girl. I don't give a fuck. It was because he worked with 21 Savage. I don't give a fuck, my nigga. You personally did this shit because you just don't like the nigga. Or you just don't fuck with this nigga anymore. I don't give a fuck. But at the end of the day, my nigga, Future would not have the amount of success if it wasn't for Drake. Y'all could hate that shit to the day you die, but it's the fucking truth. You would not be seen on a global stage like this if it wasn't for Drake, which brings me to my biggest thing. Drake is the music industry right now. I know Taylor Swift just sold 2 mil, that's great. But when it comes to the music industry, hip hop in particular, Drake is that nigga. You can hate it. Trust me. There's niggas that's showing you they hate it too. And I don't give a fuck it's because the nigga got a deal that kind of has more oomph on niggas' contracts, whatever the case may be. The man is showing you that he's probably one of those dudes in this industry that's untouchable. And here's the thing. This is the one thing I've been saying about this beef. Drake won't lose. He won't. The nigga is untouchable. And now he's even more so proven he's untouchable because he's dissing y'all favorite. He's going at y'all favorite. He's saying the shit to you niggas. He's saying, I want the smoke. He's saying, let's go. Let's have a battle. Let's do this shit. And he's not there. He's not responding. And he's only going to respond because his album is coming out. And he wants to make people listen to his album. So the only way he can get people to really tune in is if he's dissing Drake. Which goes into, again, the marketing ploy. You're only doing it because you want to market your shit. Which makes me think you probably really didn't have no real energy, real issue with Drake to begin with. Don't know what's gonna happen. This is what I think. I think Kendrick's gonna drop this Friday. Drake is probably gonna let him have it, let the fans go crazy on social media, and then the next week Kendrick's gonna drop his album, and Drake is gonna let him have it, let him have that week, let him have that day. And then just like the Future and Metro Boomin shit, Drake gonna drop that diss record. Whatever diss record Drake got planned or whatever he's been carving up, which brings me to also something else. Drake is a little bit too confident. He's super cocky. He's super confident. I don't think it's anything personal on Kendrick that will fuck this up because me personally, I don't give a fuck if you go personal with the nigga. That isn't like I truly don't like when like I don't like the fact that he called Pusha T's wife out in the song. I didn't like it. I thought it was kind of stupid to do because then you kind of really are showing this nigga like there is no limits you wouldn't cross. But then you scream foul when the nigga do it to you. It's like bullshit. I don't like that shit. Now if you keeping it straight, like when he said, drop it, give him 50. He's talking about your business. That's music. That's music related. I can deal with that. The moment you go with Kendrick, and he also talked about Kendrick's wife, which I think Kendrick's gonna go at him hard for that, but. I think Drake got something on Kendrick that hurts him musically. That hurts his legacy musically. And the only thing I can think of that would hurt Kendrick to the people and to the fans is that he knows Kendrick used ghostwriters. That's the only thing I can think of that even remotely will make people say, "What the fuck? What?" That's the only thing I can think of. Because this nigga is a little bit too fucking confident. Like, I ain't never seen Drake this fucking confident. I've seen Drake confident in some battles. They scheming when he did against Common. I've seen him go against Meek, of course. Even in the Pusha Kanye shit, he was somewhat confident at the beginning.